This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Suicide is not an easy thing to talk about, but it is a significant public health issue. In 2009, the number of suicides in the United States was higher than the number of car accidents. A new group called the Vermont Suicide Prevention Center is hoping to highlight the depth of the problem in our state, bringing that message to the State House later this week. Joellen Torello-Falk is the center's director, and she joins me now at our studios from the Marlborough College Graduate Center in Brattleboro. And thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me and for prioritizing this issue.
What are the figures? Let's talk about the numbers first. On the annual number of suicides in Vermont, what do we know there?
Our medical examiner indicates that he sees approximately 2 and sometimes more than that suicides per week. That's on average in any given year over 100 suicides. The range over the last 10 years has gone from approximately 80 suicides to 140 suicides. We have stabilized off a bit, thinking that perhaps we've come down from the high peak during Hurricane Irene and when the economic crisis was hitting so highly. But we still continue to be extremely concerned about numbers that are far above the national average in all age ranges.
What are the main problems that we're looking at as to why this is happening?
Suicide is a public health issue across the nation, and it's an issue around mental health. Our coalition has been working together for 6 years now, and in the early stages, we used some federal funding to create a public information campaign called the You Matter campaign. The idea behind You Matter is that everybody at some point in their life experiences some significant mental health problems or concerns where they need help. And so all of our training, technical assistance, and strategies are geared towards both sides of that coin, trying to identify individuals who need help. And very, very often, the people who go on to die by suicide have not been identified, or they have been identified and not appropriately treated and followed up.
Joellen, you mentioned there was a spike after Hurricane Irene or Tropical Storm Irene back in 2011. The reasons for suicide, I'm sure, are so varied. Obviously, a lot of people who had homes or businesses destroyed by Irene were likely suffering from some kind of post-traumatic stress. I'm wondering if there is a kind of categorization in the people that show signs of depression due to an incident, something like Irene, some kind of stress, and those, of course, who have a predisposition towards depression because of chemical imbalances in their brain and things that, you know, they've been living with all their lives.
All of those things come into play. In a certain percentage of people who have experienced PTSD, and that PTSD can be trauma, it can be natural cause trauma, death in families, unexpected death. Those who are in families who have died by suicide are at higher risk for suicide themselves. And that's one of the issues that we try to address from a return on investment here. By focusing on prevention of suicidality, we offset so many reoccurring health problems. There are many intersecting mental health issues, substance use that is often associated with problematic situations, sexual violence, domestic violence. In the elderly, one of the high-risk factors is chronic pain. In adolescence, it's facing some very complex relational problems or problems around personal identity and not having the coping skills to get them through. The highest demographic for suicide is actually middle-aged men, white middle-aged men, who are feeling a tremendous burden around economics and personal purpose with regard to providing. So there's a range of predisposing factors that come into play for people at different age groups.
I have a two-part question then to follow up with that. What is the Vermont Suicide Prevention Center doing to help these people with these problems to get them to not take that irreversible step? And is there enough funding in the state to provide that help?
Okay, thank you for asking that. Since 2012, we've trained over 1,400 individuals. And those are professionals from schools, juvenile justice, social services, mental health, health providers, police, first responders. We are bringing together representatives from institutions of higher ed to develop comprehensive suicide prevention plans. And we have developed statewide protocol for both suicide prevention and suicide postvention for each of those professionals. We have been very fortunate to receive funding from the federal government, and it encourages those who are receiving the funds at the state level to go to their states to continue to build sustainability and support. And so that's where we're at right now. Our federal funding technically ends July 31st, and we have a $100,000 allocation from the state Department of Mental Health to continue this work. And we need to try and, you know, support the programming at the level it is and or expand it. And we're asking the state for $750,000 to support this work. And we think the money should come from three sectors. We think education should dig deep. We think human services should dig deep. And we think healthcare should dig deep and look at their budgets and see where line items intersect with suicide prevention and direct some of those line items for this purpose.
All right, we're going to put some links up to your center on our webpage, vpr.net, so that folks can find the resources they need. And briefly, Joellen, I would imagine that you want people to hear the message that if they are feeling like they may be considering suicide, that they should reach out, they should seek help, because it must be hard for people to reach out. There's a stigma attached to all of this as well.
If somebody fell down and broke their leg, we would not walk by and let that person suffer. If somebody has a mental health problem, it is the same exact approach. Everyone has a place in the big picture and has a contribution to make. We want to give people the message that feeling down or depressed is a common experience, and that reaching out for help or reaching out to somebody you see may need help is a healthy response. And when trauma hits, help is especially important.
Joellen Torello-Falk is the director of the Vermont Suicide Prevention Center. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you for having us.